Beginning current daf and sech is b'metzia daf chabdal. Begin the malal. Begin tesmat. Begin where the gemara made Rabbi Shimon agrees. Became shesvasa shesvasa na ayin b'chulu. Even though it says kli ampuria that you don't that you could keep it because you know raya, but if it's that the person could have gotten used to it, then there's an obligation to announce it. So it's taking the comment from the fact that it says in Maida that oh Rabbi Shimon agrees over there. So Mashman sounds like the Rabbanan according to Rabbanan, not Rabbi Shimon. That even if, no, even the person's eyes had not satiated with it, it doesn't really recognize it, you still would have to call it out. And the truth is, that the Chaim had seen it. We find a similar thing, Rabbi Barbachama. Some Parakam was mentioned after Tesman Aleph. He says, if you need to raise Ayin, well, I have that. Now, Baget, which was what the story was with, had a person doesn't become so familiar with it to recognize it. Like Masha Inish get to be a day, person doesn't hold on to get for so long. He gets and he delivers right away. So you see that the Rabbanan would hold even if a lace was nine, you would have to call it out. Now, Makash is difficult. Lemitin, the Rabbanan is a fish. We don't find this explicitly anywhere. Why not? So I said, if you're somebody, you could say, it's the Benakim Misneeton. For the fact the Mishnah said, Kerich is bundles, Begula de Vela, and the round cakes of figs, Machraises, and the strings of fish, Vikikaris, and the loaves, we said, are Elisha Loi, that the person could keep it, who finds it. Now, Vela from these things, in Dark and Lee's been free assigned. These things people don't usually recognize. They're very generic things. Mashmid sounds like, the Bidvam Shadak and Lee has been free assigned. That, however, things that person would have recognition. In the Chayav L'Hachar said, in all situations, you have to call it out. Meaning, even if the person did not have Svis Ayin, because those things inherently don't have. But if something inherently would have, even if the person did not have, it sounds like that, yeah, you would have to call it out. If you find it in a place where Rabbanan, who are people that we trust, that you would find it, and that's what we see the opinion of Rabbanan alluded to in our Mishnah. But if it's two badim, then you do have to call it out. Because dominion have a simon, as the Gemara tells us on Daf Chav Gimel, that the quantity is itself a simon. Now, so then it says, Masneid, the Gitan Mishnah, that says, Machrezes, Bikikares, that strings and loaves, which it says in the plural, Harei L'Shalei, you could keep it. Well, Imayri Derech Nefila, well, if it's someone that it fell, okay, that wouldn't be difficult. That's a Shabbat, that makes sense. Because the Azlahi minute simon, because then you're right, the quantity cannot be simon chain yedation of flip basak, because he doesn't realize the fellow one time. So he's not gonna know the quantity. But because the rest it says in plural and it sounds like that you could keep it. Oh, it's fell, or you know, you could say Mary's talking about derechinuach, no, it could even be where it was placed down. But like machrez achas. Truth is it was mono one, so that the number, the quantity would be a simon, but there was actually only one string of fish. Bechet eagle, the kicker, so through the cake of figs and the lobe is only one. I brother come machrez, but it says in the plural of the strings. I machrez da'am, it means in general. Strings of fish would have this halacha, but it's tuma with this particular case. It was only one. Now, look, come on. The Gemara later on the Chofeim and Aleph, Gabi Tziboy and Peiris, when it talks about bundles of produce, Gabi Tziboy and Mois, and it talks about bundles of money, which it says in the plural. The part of the Gemara asks, oh, it says in the plural, Shemam and Aminyav is Simon. You see that, oh, quantity is Simon. But the Gemara doesn't answer Tziboy di Alma. It doesn't mean this was many bundles. It means it was piles from the world. Dumi Dereisha, why doesn't it say that it's not a riot? There's no minion here. Similar to the case of Reisha, Machrezes, Veikol, Vekakaris, Vekriches, which we said doesn't mean that here was bundles. It was just plural from the, because of what's in general in the world. So Stai says, Hayin and Mishum, the reason is because the Lehavale Lemisni, Ella, then it should have said only Mois Sibiris. Or Paris Sibiris Kriktani, as we learned on Daf Chaf Aleph, as Mois Mephizagas of Paris Mephizagas. The wording that you're saying sounds like that this itself was many piles, not referring to piles in the world. Next, just not the words of Mephizagas, could come Reb Shimon, Reb Kanan. Oh, when Reb Shimon says Halacha, only when the majority of the people are non Jewish. So it says, you're going to say, if that's the case, the Matzah of Tam, the why isn't the reason? Oh, because the owner gives up hope. That's why you could keep it. Typically, it should be sufficient because yesh let list the bekanan nafel. You should just say no because if you're going after you're saying the majority, so the majority are non-Jewish. But then the majority, so that's why you can keep it because from non-Jew. The Hashem says we can say it's not the itzrich. Now it was necessary to say that reasoning that fili yedei avadu shemis sol nafel that even if he knows definitely fell from a non-Jew, from a Jew, still comes still was saying arei l'shalai. Why? But it was not, you know it's not from a non-Jew, because the Amav said, Messiah Yishvayim, because the one who lost it will give up hope and say, oh, the Kedam Shakalai, that the non-Jews will take it. And, the Philim Yim Sroel Yim Tzayim, And that is even if a Jew is going to find it, Leach is not going to announce it, because the Torah, the Mekhtam Nofel, that guy he's thinking who's going to find it is going to say and rationalize it probably fell from a non-Jew, the Hindu, because they're the majority, and therefore is Me'ayish. So that's what you need it for, that even when you know it fell from a Jew. Like says, must have been with Gemara, filled with Rabbi Yisrael Nami. That even by when the majority of Jews, since they have a Shaloi, they were saying, oh, you see that you could keep it. The time and the reason is, well, what's the reason? If the majority of Jews shouldn't be forbidden, the Ikka Inchi Gle Mali, the majority, even the majority of Jews, there are people that are inappropriate type of characters. They can take it, and therefore the person will give up hope, and therefore you can keep it, even though a majority of the Jews. If you say that the Chum disagree with Reb Shimon, plead with Kanan, do they disagree by the majority of non-Jews or not? The Hafkir, according to that text, the Safka that is, he plead with Reb Yisrael. Do they disagree even by Reb Yisrael? But the Islam, the Ligarsi, there are certain texts that, no, El Garsi, the Girs is in terms of Reb Yisrael, plead with Rabban, the Lebre of Kanan, even if you say that they disagree with Reb Yisrael, but do they disagree with Reb Kanan or not? The Hafkir, according to that text, Pshitle Dabban, plead with Reb Yisrael, so it was obvious that they disagree by Reb Yisrael, Mechayev L'Hachas, that no, you can't keep it, you have to call it out. And the whole suffix is only regarding Reb Kanana. And that is because of Baruch Hashem, like we said in the previous places, that when Reb Yisrael, no, Jews, then the guy's not going to be Miyash, because the guy's not concerned for inappropriate type of a people. And so it says, it actually seems like there's Gersa. Why? Because the Nun, we learned in the Mishnah on Amud Beis, that says, Ilu Shechayev L'Hachas, so these is what you have to announce. What's the Pesach B'Kli? If you find fruits in a vessel. And Mechain Kulu, all those cases, this was Simon, that it has a Simon. Now, Mashma sounds like the Philibir Shasar Rabban, that even the public in the Diram Mitzuyim Sham, where there's an abundance of people there. Chav Lahachas, you have to call it out. Why? Because Lemitkar Shasar Rabban doesn't mention anything about it in the private domain. And like Abakrichas, only regarding by the case of the bundles. And Vedechik Kulu Lahamed Besimtan, it's pushing it to say it's too much, okay, not Rosh Hashanah, but too much in the alleyway. And the come on, so too the Gemara later on the beginning of Amud Beis, Omar says, Lailam Rabban Bahulu, Umikitani, do we say Ariel Shalai? It doesn't say Ariel Shalai, it says, In Chayb Lachas Kitani, it says that you don't have to announce it. And rather, Vayanich, you just leave it. Now, so what you see from there is that by the Rav Yisrael, that yeah, you know, that's where we say that the halacha is that when it is B'shusar Abim, that then the halacha is, as we see the Chayav Lahachas. Because again, like we said, it doesn't mention Rosh Hashanah Yachid. Would sound like that even Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, there's a Rabbim over there, but when there's a Rabbi Yisrael, then they hold Chayav Lahachas. Now, sisters Bahasha, now, Mekamakam Tivshid, but that we should resolve the Pligar Rabban Rabbi Yisrael, that the Rabban disagree by when the majority are Jews, because we learned in Rabbi Yisrael, Chayav Lahachas. So in other words, when we say regarding the halacha of the Rabban, Mikitani or Lashalay in the Chavla Achas Kitani, so you say, oh, you leave it, but then, wait a second, so, but at least resolve that they disagree with Rabbi Yisrael, because they say Rabbi Yisrael Chavla Achas, El Vadai, Holy Misafkale. So that's what I'm saying. The reason why the Gemara doesn't say this is because that we weren't in doubt in Pligi Rabbi Yisrael. But Pshidli the Pligi, of course we know they disagree, because it was seen from the Mishnah, it was like we explained, and that's why in the beginning of my days, when the Gemara says, oh, Lo Rabbanan, does Rabbi Yisrael, it says in the Chavla Achas, and you leave it. But okay, but at least show that they disagree with Rabbi Yisrael. So that's what the Gemara doesn't say that, because again, we didn't have to, because that's what it says, like that year, so that we knew that they disagree with Rabbi Yisrael. Next test, Master Beginning with the Gemara, Mashamay Dasa Basaruba. Who do we hear that says you go after the majority? Pirish, in other words, Tesis explains what the Gemara is saying. Rabbi Shimon is given Mitzia by a found object. Because Rabbi Shaychal, the Hashin, this is not relative to the. We find Chulin da Peivav, we find that Remeya and Rabban regarding a concern for a minority, not that's regarding the reality. Here's regarding the halachas of Metzia, regarding what the person's going to assume. So therefore, that's why the Gemara does not bring that in when we're going after the majority regarding Metzia. Next, there's not the beginning of the Gemara. Tivshim Enayish, resolve him at the Maidu Rabban, Rabshim, Rabban, agreed to Rabshim, etc. The Shtayis has been trying to say, by Lemivshit, if the Gemara wants to resolve the Maidu Rabbanon, Rabban agree. What do you mean? How could you prove it? Maybe it's Reb Shimon. So Tesis says, yeah, Reb Shimon says, Mekamakam Tivshid. The only thing we want to prove is, Limitin Lameimen, you cannot say the Reb Shimon, according to Reb Shimon, Philip Rebbe saw that even when the majority of Jews are Elish Shaloi, you could keep it. And El Rabbanon, which is another one of the questions we have, Philip Rebbe Kananim, Chayav Lahachas, that even when the majority are non Jews, you have to announce it. mean, that's what we're proving. You're saying you can't have all the questions. Because there was like a Shimon, and if that's the case, then Rabbi Yisrael Chayv L'Hachris. You see that with the majority of Jews, you have to announce it to Rabbi Shimon. And because Abanan Asi, and there was like Abanan, so we can't have Kanan, really. So when the majority of non Jews, you get to keep it. So the only thing we're proving is that you can't have all your questions. At least one of them has to be answered, although we don't know definitively. It makes it not the beginning of the Gemara, but Taman. We're talking about where it was hidden. And the boy looked at me. We didn't want to explain it. Shein Rab Mitzuyim Sham. Say very simply, there's no Rab. That's why you can't keep it. No, I mean the Maflik Bein Rei Ba'ir, from the fact that we differentiate regarding the majority of the city of its Kananim, the Rei Ba'ir Yisrael, the majority of the city is Jewish. Mashmid, it sounds like they were going based on the majority of the city because Shemata Makom Shem Neir Mitzuyim Sham. Because we're talking about it's a place where the majority of the people of the city are there. It's a Makom Shem Mitzuyim. Because if it would be talking about you found in a place where the public is not there, so level it make a grave here. What are you talking about the majority of the city? You should have just discussed not regarding the city, but regarding the place where you found it. Obviously, we're talking about Malkum Shah Mitzvah. So it's a taste of time you can say, but Tom and now regarding the when it's hidden, so why is the guy touching it? If you're saying, like the Gemara says, because they're clearing it out. Let the one who's clearing it out take it, and let him announce it. Why does the guy who finds it have to take it and announce it? Hashem says, either the Shem Mafana Yikanan, either we're concerned that the one who's going to clear it out is not Jewish. Or maybe the guy who's going to be clearing out the garbage is not going to see it, but they hid it, and they throw it out with the garbage, and therefore the guy who sees it has to call it out. Why does he have to announce it? Let him take it from himself. Why? Because when the owner is not going to find it, you said she's going to give up hope. Yemi's going to say, oh, Shadim Shein Nahagin Lakacha, must have been an inappropriate person who took it. Now, I'm going to take a Ruby Yisrael. Now, even though the majority are Jews, because I'm Tamid Rabbi Shimon, that's the reason Rabbi Shimon, the Shadim Rabbi Yisrael, that he permits it when the majority are Jews, because he's assuming that a non-Jew or someone inappropriate is going to take it, so it should actually be permitted. Rabbi Shimon says, no, Davi Yish, Shloim Midas. This is, he would give up hope if he knew, but he doesn't know about it, because the Peshosh Alekcha, when this guy took it, who found it, the guy who lost it doesn't know yet that it was taken. And therefore it'd be usually made out if it's not permitted. Now, whereas but if Kananim have a shalai, when the majority are not Jewish, then he could keep it because the lean. Then we rationalize, he's gonna rationalize the Kananim, we rationalize the Kananim mean that must have been hidden by non Jews, because the majority of people in the city are not Jewish. The Rubu is the majority, and that's why it's permitted. Not because of being Yash, because we just assume it's not from a Jew.